Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending accelerating to a 3.7% annual pace, even though the job market has been fizzling a bit recently and credit card debt for consumers is at its highest point ever. Less than a week before Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump making final arguments while security has been tightened at some polling places.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, where some people with guns showed up during the 2020 election vote count, officials are deploying a number of security measures this year, drones and surveillance cameras to monitor activity around the building where the votes will be counted. Officers on horseback to control unruly crowds. A SWAT team at the ready.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, several ballot boxes set on fire in Oregon and Washington State. The FBI is investigating. A man found stabbed to death at the Coney Island subway stop in New York City last night. He's not been identified, no arrests made. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Some astounding early voting numbers here in Wisconsin. We've had a 40% jump in-person early voting so far compared to the 2020 presidential election. When you add in the people who have already voted by mail or Dropbox, nearly a million Wisconsinites have already voted. That's 28% voter turnout already. Early voting in Wisconsin closes on Sunday. And today, the Madison City Clerk's Office is testing its election equipment. Under state law, clerks are required to do public tests of tabulator machines within 10 days of an election. So this is happening all over the state. They've been doing it for years. But now, as election security misinformation can spread like wildfire, there's added interest. Algoma City Clerk Erin Mueller.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals, and then putting the test ballots through the machine to ensure accuracy.
A recent Gallup poll shows only 57% of Americans say they're confident votes for president this year will be accurately counted. That data shows Republicans are more likely to not trust the system. But here's the thing. I've been to many of these election equipment tests in the past, and usually there are only one or two observers there. Municipal clerks want you to come see this process for yourself. They want you to see how it all works, which can make you less susceptible to misinformation. Today, that test is at 2713 East Washington Avenue. And a Top Chef favorite will speak at UW-Madison's winter commencement. Dan Jacobs is a Milwaukee chef. He was one of three finalists on the Wisconsin season of Top Chef. This year, he was nominated for a James Beard Award. He does a lot of philanthropy. He's even spoken to President Biden representing independent restaurateurs. UW-Madison's winter graduation ceremony is Sunday, December 15th. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and windy with temperatures in the low to mid-70s here through the day. Some showers and thunderstorms will develop by late afternoon, and those will continue tonight with heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, windy showers will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go, oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
A spooky Halloween special in our next program with John Zumbrunnen from Badger's Vote.
And we'll be broadcasting from our dungeon below the station.
Scary.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I love our country with all my heart. And I believe in its promise because I've lived it. I grew up as a child of the Civil Rights Movement. My parents would take me to marches in a stroller where crowds of people of all races, faiths, and walks of life came together to fight for the ideals of freedom and opportunity.
Oh my God. Nobody's counting, but how many people were there?
75,000.
Ah, I think that might bother somebody. Okay, listen, so I've been mentioning all morning, if you would like to see a woke AF comedy show that is not racist, sexist, homophobic, why have I got news for you?
Do not despair. We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller. Sexy liberal. Save the world. Comedy tour. We're saving the world, and now you can watch from anywhere in the world. This Saturday night from L.A. in the Orpheum Theater. A live pay-per-view event starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we gotta get rid of some of these. Don't like it.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people we've ever met. We need to black mama this f***ing country.
Yeah, okay.
Special guests Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Representative Adam Schiff, and Glenn Kirshner. Live all over the world from the Orpheum in Los Angeles this Saturday, November 2nd. $20.24 gets you live streaming of the comedy tour that is saving the world. All over the world. It's the live pay-per-view election special. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. Details and tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Yeah, now that's a love fest, because you know why, Chris?
Why?
Love trumps hate because of this guy.
Fugelsang, Fugelsang, a sang. Fugelsang, Fugelsang,
he's so fine.
Fugelsang, Fugelsang, a sang.
She were mine.
Fugelsang, Fugelsang, a sang.
Oh, hi. Hi, good morning.
Oh, Steffi, Mooks, hello, everyone. Only 6 days until Donald Trump declares victory before the votes are counted. It's so exciting. Only 6 days to go. Which means, Steph, it's only 7 days till Joe Biden gets to go full Bullworth. I can't wait. Yay. I'm here for it.
He's already started.
Yeah.
Well, he's already started.
He has.
He went partial Bullworth, but he's got 1 week to go.
I was going to say, in the basket of deplorables, she was being too kind. So anyway, I know.
I have so many conservative Christians offended by what Joe Biden said. He clarified right away that he was talking about the racists that the conservative Christians are not offended by, just like they're not offended by Donald Trump calling Americans scum or a trash can. It's a good day to be a sane American.
John, you are the guy to talk about this whole thing. Because first of all, so a day after demanding Americans stop getting offended by everything, J.D. Vance melts down over Biden comment. So J.D. Vance had said of this horrible, racist hate fest at Madison Square Garden, I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the joke, but I think we have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it.
Yeah.
So then he said... of Joe Biden's, he said, this is really disgusting. Kamala Harris and her boss, Joe Biden, are attacking half the country. First of all, Kamala Harris didn't say anything, right? Okay. And not running against Joe Biden anymore. No. So I
easily offended Nazis, Steph. I call them Weinkampf. Easily offended Nazis.
That's good. This is why he's John Fugelsang saying,
exactly.
You're not.
That's right.
People. Okay. But I mean,
you know who's not offended is Alina Haba. She had a great time at that rally.
She did. Oh, my God. Did you see that? Her dancing?
Dancing. Oh, my God. Dance like your client doesn't owe $83 million because you lost the sex abuse case and $467 billion because you lost the real estate fraud case. Dance, white girl, dance.
She is like the worst lawyer in the world, by the way. Alina Haba.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. I love Molly Jong Fast said, I would have hired a normal lawyer who doesn't dance but could maybe do law.
Maybe.
Yeah, you had so much great stuff on the threads. You said the party that does nothing to stop mass shootings, climate change, and income inequality promises swift action against drag queen story hour. I mean, this is how ridiculous this party has become, right?
Yeah, but it's all okay because Steve Bannon's out of jail, Steffi. So now the comedy's back. Comedy's back in time for Election Day, and alcohol is terrified of getting Steve Bannon poisoning once more. He's the... How did he gain weight in jail? How do you do that?
I urge people to get their gout and herpes medication before there's a run on them.
Oh,
and also
God,
shirts.
The man, he looks like an infected toe.
He
I'm
does?
Worried about him. I'm worried about him. He looks like gout that caught gout. We worry about Steve Bannon.
I was going to set you up for all the Steve Bannon jokes, but you went ahead without me. That's fine. Yeah. Does he look like an alcoholic thumb?
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, yes, he does. We just worry because he looks like the guy at the strip club that the girls ask the bouncer to keep an extra eye on. You know what I mean?
Still don't touch
me. He looks like a guy who's forced to knock on doors when he moves to a new neighborhood. We're just worried about Steve Bannon's health because he looks like a guy... was up all night watching porn till 6:45 and his alarm was set for 7. He just doesn't look well. We're just worried.
And speaking, and perfect for the whiny little bitch party, he said that he's a political prisoner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, what else did he say? He's urged Trump to declare victory immediately if his totals look similar to 2020, because of course he did. He should stand up and say, hey, I won this, and we have teams right now that are going to make sure this thing is not going to be stolen. And then he said, the second thing we have to do is make sure they cannot steal the election with Mark Elias. I see. Who's trying to stop them from stealing the election. But
right.
You see
Flood the zone, baby. Flood the zone. Yeah, it's great that he's back.
Yeah. He said, I can tell you I'm coming in from being a political prisoner in a federal prison, and that the young men in this country that are African American, Hispanic American, they detest Kamala Harris. They detest her. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because they're all in prison, and they're all your friends in prison, because everybody that's...
He had never talked to black or Latino men before. Now he knows. It turns out black and Latino men in jail don't like prosecutors. Who knew?
He also said Nancy Pelosi sent him to prison. So,
no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad he's back.
Okay.
And by the way, I just want more Steve Bannon. I want you to think of his face whenever you see Donald Trump. That's why I'm starting a GoFundMe to make Tony Hinchcliffe open every Trump rally between now and Election Day. More Tony Hinchcliffe. More.
I mean, John, I was saying this, but this is how sexy liberal started in a way, right? Like, we punch, up at the fascists, not down. people that are different. And we've been doing this, selling out theaters for 13 years. Like, you don't, this hate fest, you know, because Jen Kirkman was on yesterday saying how there's obviously, sadly, a market for it. You know, this guy, he's known for this kind of racist stuff. He knew
this is exactly
who he was.
Does. This is what he does. And again, there's a kind of comedy with this ironic racism, right, where you're doing it for your friends. Everyone knows in the back of the room you don't mean it. You're doing it for shock value, and they laugh based on how well the joke is constructed. And again, I'm not here to judge this kind of comedy. A lot of my friends do it. I get it. We've all seen comics we love get away with telling racist or sexist jokes, and they don't really mean it. Don Rickles did it all the time. This was not that.
Yeah.
This was not that at all. You do that in a small room for the guys at the back, and it's ironic because they know you don't mean it. You don't do that material on stage for an audience full of racists. And this was the grand finale of the Trump campaign, and it was brilliant that he did it because he let them know exactly what they're about. And I'm proud to say that maybe, just maybe, a comedian is changing the outcome of an election.
I know. I said yesterday, John, how great will it be if after everything, a comedian is what brings him down.
Puerto Rico's largest newspaper endorsed Kamala Harris after this. The Archbishop of San Juan is demanding Trump apologize. The head of the Republican Party in Puerto Rico, because they are all American citizens, has said he won't vote for Donald Trump. Bad Bunny. They finally got Geraldo off the Trump train with this one, and now J-Lo's going to do an appearance with her. More Tony Hinchcliffe, please. Let him wear a hood the next time. And let me just say one thing.
And it wasn't just him. The whole thing was a sexist, racist.
He was the comedian. And again, like, I get it, but first off, the joke has to be funny. And his jokes were crap. Trying to make ejaculation and immigration the same thing, it was a weak joke. But remember, the Trump campaign read this, took out one joke they didn't like, vetted the rest, and put it all into the teleprompter. They signed off on this. And if you want to know why Tony's full of crap on this one, he ended his set by going pious. He ended his set by saying, "All I know is God already voted 3 months ago." A reference to God sparing Donald Trump's life.
No.
Now, that's not just blasphemous, saying God wanted the poor bastard behind Trump to catch a bullet and die in front of his kids. It's so evil.
Yeah.
But it's also showing that Tony Hinchcliffe was not just out there telling jokes.
Yeah.
And he said, "I make fun of everybody." There were no jokes about white people, no jokes about conservative people, no jokes about Trump or himself. It was Jews, Puerto Ricans, Muslims, and black folks.
Yeah.
It was the crappiest kind of lame, lazy comedy, and we have to get him on stage with Donald Trump more. It's
exactly. I love what President Obama said about it. Donald Trump wants us to think this country is hopelessly divided between us and them, between the, quote, real Americans who support him and, of course, the outsiders who don't, the enemies within. He talked about the guy that called Puerto Rico an island of garbage. He said, these are fellow citizens he's talking about. Here in Philadelphia, they're your neighbors, they're your friends, they're your coworkers, their kids go to school with your kids. These are Americans, they're people. But man, talk about a stark choice, what we saw on the Ellipse last night and what we saw in Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah. I mean, as long as there's high turnout. And I voted this week. I vote in the beautiful state of California, as you know, and it was great to have my kid fill out the ballot with me and have him pop at the mailbox. And, you know, it's a tradition. It makes me feel closer to my parents who brought me into the voting booth with them. And when I was 9, I yelled out inside the voting booth because I knew it was a sacred space. We got behind the voting booth and I yelled out, "Hey, who used up all the shampoo?" And that was the last time my parents ever let me go voting with them. So
you threaded, "Americans kill more Americans than foreigners kill Americans, so we should probably play it safe and not let any more Americans into America." Thank you.
Yeah, we're number one.
Yeah. And also this whole, somebody named Trevor came for you on thread, said, "Anyone looking for actors for political advice is a bigger moron than this guy." And you said this person voted for a TV reality show character to have the U.S. nuclear codes. I mean, first of all, they're just jealous that we have all the good celebrities. Right.
Exactly. Wow. How's Scott Baio going on this one? I mean, come on. Like, they're up to their necks with their NASCAR stars or their sports stars. But come on, man. It's like, yes, I trust artists. Artists are people who live outside the mainstream. Artists are people who look at society. And if you like someone's music or their jokes or their painting, It's because there's an element of truth in it that you recognize. That's why we admire certain artists.
Yeah.
That's why Bob Dylan's so popular, because God knows it's because people feel the truth in the work.
Yeah.
And you can tell when someone's full of crap as well, and that's why Donald Trump was a reality game show host.
Yeah. And by the way, we talked to Bob Seska about Marc Maron. Good for him. Because there really, I'm just telling you, it's so. Isn't it weird this Madison Square Garden thing happened like right before we're doing Sexy Liberal? It is literally like 180 different, you know what I mean? And I was saying, our show, it's not like politically correct and staid and whatever. Our show is outrageous and filthy and hilarious.
Deeply offensive. We
thank
do
you.
It offensive and listen, if we don't offend and inspire people, then we're not doing our jobs right. We're here to give a permission structure for good people to laugh at dirty jokes.
I see Stephanie's cooter every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. You need to start wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, Stephanie. I didn't want to say anything, but I mean, I thought the letter from FEMA would do it.
Should I buy you some?
No extra charge. For my cooter, America. Yeah, but
yeah.
Marc Maron took aim at fellow comedians and podcasters who invite white supremacists and fascists onto their platforms and accusing them of becoming the public face of an emerging fascist political movement. He said that he warns it's normalizing extreme right-wing ideology in entertainment spaces, and it suffocates democracy. He said the anti-woke flank of the new fascism is being driven exclusively by comics, my peers, the part of the public face of fascist political movement that seeks to destroy the democratic idea.
He's so right.
Yeah.
So many of these people are my friends, too. You know, I got to be honest. A lot of these people are really good comics. They're people I love personally and have friendships with. And, you know, they're hardworking comics who found a revenue stream, who found a gig, and they found playing to this particular audience pays pretty good. Look at our old friend Dave Rubin, who was on my show the first week we launched on SiriusXM when he was a progressive gay comic. And then he learned, wait, I can get paid better if I sell my soul to be Tucker Carlson's gay.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them get
seduced by this. I've told
this
story a million times. I can't tell you how many radio executives have said, if you just say you're going back to your dad's roots, you'll be a multimillionaire tomorrow. You'll have 600 stations.
Before I ever went to work for SiriusXM, I was offered to do a syndicated show if I would go conservative. And I was like, you mean ironically? Can I create a character and do it ironically? They were like, no, you have to embrace because that's where the money is.
Yeah.
You don't get rich taking on the status quo.
Yeah.
That's how you get shot. Ask Gandhi or Jesus or John Lennon or MLK. You get rich defending the status quo, curling up at Jabba's tentacled feet.
Well, you know how you say
going ahead and making the fascists happy.
You know how you say F you to that? You buy a ticket right now for LA Sexy Liberal, either in person or pay-per-view. Let's show these motherfuckers. Thank you. All right. Hey, John, you're on today because you're flying into L.A. this week.
I'm flying into L.A.
Right.
But I want to announce on your show,
yes.
My book is now on sale at Amazon for pre-sale. I'm announcing it on your show and my show before I go to social media. Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalists, Fascists, and Flock-Fleecing Frauds from Simon & Schuster. Check it out on Amazon or whatever site that's ruining bookstores you like.
Yay!
Yay, John, congratulations!
Perfect timing, and you can see him live on stage this Saturday. We love you, John. Fly safe.
See you soon.
Goodbye.
All right.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's Petting Zoo. Oh, Donner, Bonnie.
There's a little baby.
Okay. You know what? They're going after that dog because they're on free feeding. I just put it down and they do. But they're going after it like earlier and earlier. That's, you know. It would be like putting a Flintstones side of ribs in front of you and just see how long you would wait.
I wouldn't wait long at all.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, it is because it's meat. It's what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're carnivores. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. You know, it's the real deal because that's all it says. It doesn't say meat meal. It doesn't say 16 different ways of saying wheat. It's actual meat.
Nobody knows what meat meal is.
Yes, it's supermarket scraps or something. It can be anything. It's not. It's
packing
like a,
peanuts.
It's like a butter-like substance. That's not. You know what I mean when they say it's like
right.
Movies. That's not butter.
I can't believe it's not meat-like substance.
Right. Thank you. Wow, that was a little doughy, that joke. But okay, save 54% off Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world. Right now, when you get a free bag of Cod Krispies, they're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila. You got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Have you seen a lot of Trumpers are pre-insurrectioning? Have you seen that?
Yes.
They're just doing their trial run. Oh, yep. They caught the guy in Arizona, right?
They caught that guy.
Tried to burn up the...
He looked lovely, didn't he? Did you see his picture?
The drop boxes, and obviously they're trying to find the in Portland and Washington. This one, Trump supporter, and she's also an RNC official, was cuffed and escorted out of line after multiple complaints. She was harassing voters at a polling place and told them who to vote for. Ay, ay, ay. This is a good story, but upstanding citizens found hundreds of ballots on the side of a road and turned them in undamaged and untampered with in Florida's most populous county. Containers filled with ballots from Miami-Dade County. Voters fell out of a truck when a worker forgot to lock the back of the vehicle. The good news is they remain sealed. The ballots inside were previously scanned and tabulated at early voting site a day earlier. They terminated the worker. The incident comes days after a postal worker in Orange County, Florida, was criminally charged after authorities said he tossed election-related mail into the woods. I mean,
why?
But I wonder, because one of these operations Russia was behind, it's just trying to undermine confidence in elections, free and fair elections, that your vote will be counted. Keep your head down. Vote, vote, vote. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Well, we're less than a week away, just one more week of political ads, calls, and texts. The texts feel out of control, right? Campaigns are not just trying to sway your opinion, but make sure you vote. Sometimes it's automated and they're just trying to get information to you. Other times, that message could be part of a virtual phone bank, so there is a real person who would read your reply if you respond. The CEO of a political outreach company called Rumble Up says for this election, more than 25 billion political texts have been sent to voters. Under rules from the Federal Communications Commission, political messaging is an exception when it comes to the do not call list. So even if you're on the do not call list, political groups don't have to respect that. Lots of people just don't respond to these texts at all, assuming that sending any kind of reply confirms that you're a real person and might encourage more communication. But experts say if you reply stop, that political campaign or outreach group must leave you alone. They'll remove you from their distribution list. The problem is that there are so many of these groups. You could reply stop to every message you get, but an hour later you could hear that ping and there's another one from a different group. So it's up to you whether you want to ignore them or get removed from their contact lists. Either way, a week from now, the onslaught of political texts should be over. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been fighting court battles to get off our ballots here in Wisconsin. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected Robert F. Kennedy's emergency appeal to have his name removed from the presidential ballots in Wisconsin and Michigan. Kennedy, who suspended his campaign in August and now supports Donald Trump, argues forcing him to remain on the ballot violates his First Amendment rights and could mislead voters. With early voting already underway in both battleground states, election officials maintain that it's too late to make changes to the ballots.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with temperatures in the low to mid-70s here through the day. Some showers and thunderstorms will develop by late afternoon, and those will continue tonight with heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more possible. Tomorrow, falling temperatures, windy showers will be in the mid-40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question, send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us. We'll see you then.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mother worked to give her daughters the same chances this country gave her. Growing up, I was blessed to have family by blood and family by love, who instilled in me the values of community, compassion, and faith that have always defined our nation at its best. I've lived the promise of America. I've spent my life fighting for the people who have been hurt and counted out, but never stopped believing that in our country, anything is possible.
Mm. Fantastic. Oh my God, and the visual at the Ellipse. It was a brilliant move to do the speech from there.
It was.
Love Trump's hate. That's what this election is about, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
By the way, so we were talking about just efforts to undermine trust in voting, right? Whether it's lighting drop boxes on fire or, you know, Trumpers wearing Trump wear into voting booths or trying to intimidate other voters, yada, yada. And Trump's doing it. He's already talking about voter fraud is happening, which, of course, it's not. Legal disputes over Republican voter purges are being used to fuel election denier conspiracy stories about non-citizens voting, according to a new report. Voting experts say voting by non-Americans is virtually non-existent. Mm-hmm. Every study has shown this. Republican officials are claiming they've found thousands of non-citizens on voter rolls. Someone from the Campaign Legal Center said none of the issues that any of these states are raising are new because they're not actually trying to do anything to improve the accuracy of their voting rolls. These challenges are about setting up a scapegoat to point to if their candidates lose, and it's about drumming up fear among the American people about whether or not our elections are secure. Just again, somebody made a brilliant point on the phone yesterday. You have a call list right in your phone. Go through your phone. Think of people, that, you know, everybody you know. Are you registered? Are you voting? Have you made a plan to vote, right? All right, we're waiting for Malcolm Nance.
We are waiting for him, yes.
Gene in Philly. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Gene. Hi, Gene.
Hello.
Hello.
Stephanie.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Listen, I don't know if you guys noticed during this rally yesterday, and I've heard it in New York when Rob De Niro was doing that press conference, someone tried to drown out Kamala with a bullhorn with one of those sirens on it because it would intermittently go in and out. I don't know if you guys even noticed that, but she wasn't deterred. She just kept on with her speech.
Yep. She was great. She just, by the way, did those red lights freak you out on the microphone? There was a red light, like, but they were on the mic, but it was like, looked like a red dot. I was like, what is that? We all have overstartled response right until election day. All right, let's hear a little more of the vice president's fantastic speech last night at the Ellipse. Ten. Here we go.
I've lived the promise of America, and I see the promise of America in all of you. In all of you, I see it.
Yep, she went on to say.
What Donald Trump has never understood is that e pluribus unum, out of many, one, isn't just a phrase on a dollar bill. It is a living truth about the heart of our nation. Our democracy doesn't require us to agree on everything. In fact, we like good arguments from time to time. Just think of your own family, right?
If you're playing compare and contrast, did you see that? What was it? He called it a press conference at Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
First of all, he's getting to that, not even leaving his house.
Right.
in his bathrobe mm-hmm. kind of section of the, but he's just slurring and stumbling and low energy. NPR did a, do we need like actual analysis? I guess we do. They did a review. They said Trump's speeches are marked by lower energy, also a tendency to go off on nonsensical tangents. Trump seems to at times have difficulty recalling very basic vocabulary. Oh, when he was a McDonald's fryer, he couldn't figure out the word fryer.
Right.
He said, I took the french fries right out of, you know, whatever the hell they might come out of. And then he said in a recent town hall, I have no cognitive.
Cognitive.
So he misspoke when saying I have... Did he mean to say cognitive problem? I have no cognitive. Yeah, that's what we're saying.
We know that.
I don't think we need the analysis.
She may have a cognitive problem, but there's no cognitive problem. I have no cognitive.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Let's compare and contrast more of the vice president.
It's not the American way to not have disagreements. We don't shy away from robust debate. In fact, we like a good debate, don't we? We like a good debate. And the fact that someone disagrees with us does not make them the enemy within. They are family, neighbors, classmates, co-workers. They are fellow Americans. And as Americans, we rise and fall together.
And one last one.
It is time to stop pointing fingers. We have to stop pointing fingers and start locking arms. It is time to turn the page on the drama and the conflict. The fear and division. It is time for a new generation of leadership in America. And I am ready to offer that leadership as the next president of the United States of America.
That's what I'm talking about, bitches. Yeah. Is this an entire Now a Warning stack? Do y'all feel like we're in that part of the election where Steve Martin's asking, God, just give us a sign, any kind of sign, if maybe we shouldn't do this again with this whole Donald Trump thing?
Yeah.
Just send us
just a little sign. Just a sign.
Okay. Where's the Now a Warnings? Oh, this Now a Warning from experts flag new problem with Trump's
just give me a sign.
Foreign business. Economists, psychiatrists, military leaders.
Just any kind of sign.
It really does feel like an acid flashback.
Yeah.
We're like, we've heard all this before, but really, it's hard to imagine worse than his last time, but yes. Trump's foreign business entanglements would render him the most conflicted president in U.S. history should he win a second term, but he's keeping mum on the safeguards he promised to uphold during the first one, according to a New York Times study. Trump has more financial conflicts of interest in 2024 than he did when he was running in 2016, but has said less to ensure American people money won't influence his policy, because of course it will. It's really worrisome, said one presidential historian. It could prompt him to make policy decisions he would not otherwise make. Are you kidding me? He will not do anything that is not in his interest. And we already know all this. Okay, this is my one more Now a Warning stack. Trump is wildly spreading fake rumors and hoaxes on Truth Social. Really?
Shocker.
Wow, the New York Times really trying to play catch up with reviews of Donald Trump. A review of thousands of posts reveals the often multiple times a day the former president is concocting or promoting dark paranoid material and pushing it out to his millions of followers. Trump is so hungry for this content that he appears to be willing to share outlandish information from anyone, including both well-known conspiracists and anonymous accounts that tag him. Including claims that the January 6th attack was a false flag operation by the government.
Oh, wow.
And even that the FBI arranged the assassination attempts. Okay. In other news, his Truth Social platform has passed, Elon Musk's Twitter.
Yes. Yep.
Now in value, just based on that people think he might win, which he's not going to win. Fight, fight, fight. You're all a big bag of losers. Big bag of loser rats. right? Elon Musk has totally blown up the value of Twitter. So he's a loser, and you're also going to lose, and your stock will implode again.
I hate Twitter so much.
I'm still there because Mark Hamill's there, as he will be Saturday night.
He's really the only reason to be there.
Pardon me?
He's really the only reason.
JoJo from Jersey.
Also JoJo.
Oh, yeah. JoJo's on
yeah.
Threads.
Oh, yeah.
She's also on the Twitters.
Yeah, she's also on the Twitters. I'm not ceding any space. Not going to quit. I've got no place else to go.
You're still giving Elon Musk money.
No, I'm not. Giving him anything.
I don't
those Cybertrucks are the ugliest things I've ever seen.
They're calling them Deplorians.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. George Bush's daughter, Barbara, has spent the past weekend campaigning for... Huh, I wonder if courage is contagious in that family. She has endorsed Vice President Harris, as has Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan. Dive right in, George Bush.
He's not going to do it.
Jebby, how about you?
Nope,
not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. You could be 1,000 points alike, but you won't. Not going to do it.
I know another famous daughter of a national politician that endorses Kamala Harris.
Who's that?
You!
Yeah. Squee! Okay, yeah, that was a spoiler alert. Hard to tell which way my political leanings go. Speaking of which, this is more on a theme now, Chris.
Okay.
We're on a theme.
Let's do this. I got it.
Okay. Who said... there could be no higher duty of American citizenship than to decisively repudiate a man who betrayed the nation when he was previously entrusted with the highest office in the land and now threatens the persecution of American citizens who have crossed him. In the almost 250 years since the founding of the nation, no president before Donald Trump has ever so betrayed America.
Chopper the Bulldog.
No, Judge Michael Luttig, who is the conservative legal lion that, by the way, helped get Clarence Thomas confirmed. So thanks for nothing on that one, Judge, but thank you for your thoughts now. Okay.
Better late than never?
Could I have my Yankee Doodle fart music? Because this will be our... Because you know what? We got to balance out happy clappy news with our gastrointestinal distressing news.
All right.
Go ahead. Karl Rove said, isn't he also campaigning for Kamala?
He is.
I think he's campaigning for anybody.
I'm like Barbie. I'm like Barbie. Math is hard and it stresses me out. He says Trump's path to 270 electoral college votes may be easier than some imagine in battleground states. He said if he wins Georgia, the race is over. If he wins Pennsylvania and loses Georgia, the race is over. Because if he... does take Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina, it gets him within basically either 15 or 19 state electoral votes. Michigan, Georgia, 16, Pennsylvania, 19. Any one of them puts him over the top. Top. Okay. Let's just make this too big to rig, too real to seal. Let's just do this. Let's just blue tsunami this mother.
Vote.
Here was one sliver of light he mentioned. He said 4% of the population of the voters of Pennsylvania are Puerto Rican. How do you think they reacted today about the comment at the rally by a comic at Madison Square Garden? Robe said, I mean, this is how little things can have a big impact in a race this close.
Yeah. I've seen some rumblings that, well, Trump is making a lot of comments about Pennsylvania on social media yesterday and today. And some people are saying that that could be because his internal polling for Pennsylvania is really bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Malcolm Nance, where are you?
I don't know. I've texted him. And
all right.
I hope he's okay. That's all that matters.
He wrote a beautiful piece about visiting his wife's grave, and I was saying that I just got the picture yesterday of my mom's name now is engraved on my dad's headstone in Arlington, and it really does bring up a lot of emotion about what, you know, our families have, you know, in Malcolm's case too, have stood for and fought for in this moment in America, and how, you know, by the way, he said he prayed to his wife Granny. He said he's not generally a prayer, and you'd think that there's no atheists in foxholes, but he said not in Afghanistan, not in anywhere he's been, but now he's praying for America. So hopefully we will find him and talk. It's a beautiful piece if you have a chance to get to his Substack.
Guess he just showed up.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery, which we desperately need for a little bit of calm. CB Distillery fall sale. Oh my God. Did they time this for the election?
I'm just saying.
Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save if you are stressed out. Who isn't? Struggling to sleep or have pain after exercise? CB Distillery has a plant-based solution for you. Natural solutions for everything: stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. It's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. We love it here. We have gummies. We got tincture. We got that relief stick for my lower back. Don't miss out on this massive sale, 40% off your entire order. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. That's you, VIP.
Hey!
CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Makes me sick in a wonderful, wonderful way.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group, and yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movedmadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. I just came to
say hello. Hello. This portion of the show, hello.
Hello.
Brought to you by Morning Kick. Hello.
Hello, Morning Kick.
That's it. It says hello to my body in the morning.
Yes.
Get up, you lazy biatch. Hello. Did 30 miles in Pasadena, fueled by my Morning Kick last right with my Major Taylor Bike Club. I'm telling you.
That's right.
It powers my hiking, my biking, just my getting up at ass o'clock.
Well,
supports my gut health, my whole body, boosts my energy. There's 10 supplements in there.
That's a lot.
Right? They, you know, slip it to you and tell you you're pretty with that strawberry lemonade flavor. Yum, yum, yum. And then they're like, ha-ha!
Uh-huh.
Probiotics, prebiotics, yes. Ashwagandha!
Yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I love it. You're going to love it, too. Go with Mama to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These stamps have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Member FDIC, batteries not included. Okay, look who's here.
Oh.
Let's dance.
Put on your big boy pants.
Let's dance. Do I look fat in these pants? Hi, Malcolm Nance. I was so excited to talk to you today. I have to tell you why. In the weird kismet of our lives, I got a picture for the first time yesterday of my mom's name engraved on my dad's grave in Arlington. They just, buried her with my dad in the summer, and they just finished the engraving. And you wrote this beautiful piece, we linked to it, about visiting your wife's grave. And I'm telling you, it brought up the same emotion that brought up in me about everything that our families have stood for and what is at risk in this election. Just talk about that a little bit.
Well, both of our loved ones are buried at national cemeteries, at military cemeteries.
Yeah.
And there's a protocol for spouses who pass before their wives, which is they only get their single first name on the front of the tombstone. Oh. And then it says wife of blah, blah, blah. And then when you pass, the tombstone is turned around. And they engrave your name on it. So your mother is actually on the back of your father's tombstone. And it's because they're both together. I wrote this article, which you can find on my Substack at malcolmnance.substack.com, called Kneel, Pray, Win. And at Washington Crossing, where my wife is buried, there is a beautiful 8-foot larger than life statue of General George Washington kneeling and praying like he did the night before Christmas Eve of 1776 before they crossed the Delaware and attacked Trenton. And he prayed for the success of the endeavor. He prayed for the country. He prayed that if he failed, the country would fail. And I was just moved before I went on the trail with National Security Leaders for America on the campaign trail to just reflect on that, of what Washington was thinking. And and I prayed. I don't pray. I didn't pray my entire
I was saying the whole, there's no atheists in foxholes, but you wrote that here. You said, it should be noted, I've never really been one to pray, not in Lebanon or Iraq, but not in Afghanistan, Libya. But you're praying for America now. And that's how I think.
Oh, God.
A lot of us feel, can I say, I've told this story before, not to embarrass you, but because you're the toughest dude I know, you can kill me with one finger, but we were sitting upstairs in my Barca loungers, and I just saw a single tear coming out of your eye, and you just turned to me and said, I'm sorry, I'm thinking about my wife. And, you know, you write in here, first let me tell you, I hate being a widower. Losing my wife was the most painful experience of my life. And this whole story is so beautiful about how the groundspeople know you and you talk to her and, you know, obviously often cry at the grave. But just also, you were sort of moved by the emotion of that and just where we are in America in this moment and what you and your family have sacrificed all your life.
Yeah, and to be honest, here's something I didn't put in there. I don't want to fail her. I don't want to fail at this. She was a huge patriot. She was born in Indiana and lived in Canada most of her life, so had this crazy French accent. But she was an American all the way through.
Yeah.
And I just felt like we're at a turning point in America. If we fail next week, things will get very bad.
Yep. We are holding very you. Bad. We're holding you over because I know you've got a lot more shouting to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet.
More Malcolm Nance next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I discuss independent film Green Bay Style. Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival joins me in studio, and then we celebrate Henry Winkler's birthday. Someone has to. With comedian Mike Toomey.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.